Hello, I'm Cameron Penamone.
And I'm Stephanie Ledesma.
And this is
Drunk Art Chat. We are going to discuss many things surrounding art.
Mm-hmm.
Art supplies, artists, art galleries,
art topics.
Art topics, yes.
We've got a few on the old dome. And we're also going to be drinking while doing so.
Yes.
So that they're, hence the drunk.
But right now, for our first episode, we are going to keep it casual, just casual drinking. As we go on, we'll probably take shots throughout the episode, and we'll progressively get drunk.
And then have better ideas about what the fuck we're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, BTW, explicit language.
Yes, this is not safe for work.
Or families with children that you don't want to hear swears.
Yes, because
we swear.
Yeah, we swear. And we are not going to censor ourselves.
No.
So why don't you start? Talk about yourself.
Okay. Before I get into it, currently I'm enjoying an Arnold Palmer Spiked. That's all it says on the bottle.
Sponsor us. There are no sponsors for this podcast right now.
No, not yet.
Hopefully.
Because it didn't exist as of 5 minutes ago. So there's that whole caveat.
Should I talk about
talk about what you're drinking and then we'll get into it.
I am drinking a, what is the brand?
Kraken?
Kraken, yeah. That's it?
I think. There might be more to it.
Kraken spiced rum with Coca-Cola.
Cherry
Coca-Cola.
Which, by the way, how is it?
It's delicious.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I'm going to have some later.
It is a good mix.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, I'll start a little bit. I'll go briefly, hopefully. So, my name is Cameron, and I use they, them pronouns. I will just talk a little bit about my background with art, I guess. And
do you want to mention schools?
Sure.
Even though, I don't like where I went to school.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I mean, I have mixed feelings on where I went.
Me too. I guess maybe that could be another topic, how we feel about art school and getting
an
art education.
Actually,
that could actually be...
A lot to chew on that one. Okay.
You don't have to say where you went to school, only if you want to.
I will. I went to the American Academy of Art in Chicago, and I studied graphic design there, which I did for all the wrong reasons, I think. But I met a lot of really great people, and I had a lot of good exposure to a lot of good things, but it was also sort of not what I truly wanted to do. Because I learned, kind of in my senior year there, when it all felt kind of too late to turn back, even though you're only 23 at that point, 20-something, you're really young. I mean, well, I would, because I went straight from high school.
Me too.
I was I really I loved to write, and I loved illustrating, and I thought the best way to marry those two things was graphic design, because so much of it is typography and that kind of stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But a lot of what I ended up doing was, it was always, hand-drawn kind of stuff, and I like to make it really gritty and textural and all that kind of stuff, and I think in the end I was just kind of doing it to have some sort of outlet for my desire to draw and do illustration, but also thinking this is the most lucrative field to go into, at least that's what I was told, so I thought there's money in this. And the truth is there probably was, I just didn't want to go at, not saying that I even had the the chops for, like, the big advertising agencies or anything. I'm just, it just didn't, it didn't align. Most places like that did not align with my values, and so the only reason I'm sighing, I think, is because I feel like I'm prejudged. Not by you, of course. I'm just, there are people in the world who are like, who cares about your values? Make that money! But I'm like, I care about my values!
No, I think values are really important. Yeah. I wouldn't work somewhere where I didn't... It would be really hard to work somewhere where you didn't agree with what they were doing.
I mean, there's some... You have no choice sometimes, but, like... And I don't always agree with every place that I've worked with, but when it came to the thing that was at the core of me, which was creating art, I felt like I couldn't compromise. So that's why I stayed in the field for essentially like 6 or 7 years, but I did so with like small nonprofit groups. My longest running gig was Second Story, which you've heard me talk about a lot. And it was like,
but they haven't. The people listening right now. Oh, they have not.
Right, I know.
not.
They have not. Sorry. Tangential thing here. That's another thing I would love to talk about at some point. Because I can sure make some arguments for bad movies being art.
And yeah, that's a great topic. That's a wonderful
I think it would be
topic.
Really fun. And if you understood that reference, then congratulations. If not, that was from The Room, which is one of the greatest bad movies of all time. Anyway, so just to get back onto track of what I was talking about, I stayed in the field for a little while, but doing nonprofit stuff with Second Story, who is a small Chicago-based organization that we do storytelling around the city, and that also kind of drew me in via my interest in writing, which I've done some performances through Second Story as well. So the only problem was it's a nonprofit that was like run almost entirely on grants and like tickets and stuff from shows, and so the money was not really there.
Is it for exposure?
No, it wasn't like that. Exposure. It wasn't like that. Okay, no. I learned some super really, really good skills working at Second Story, so I'm really grateful for that. I would say my education actually came after school, which I feel like a lot of people
feel
that way, yeah. In the last couple years, I've sort of shifted away from doing any graphic design at all. I'm not working with clients anymore. I'm not working with, like, I'm not doing very typography-based stuff or design-based stuff. I've done, like, layout design for a newspaper. I've done design for, like, another artist. I'll just say it that way because I can't think of any other way to describe this person. Anyway, yeah. So I consider myself, this might sound a little harsh, but it's a personal thing, so I will sometimes say that I am a recovering graphic designer, because I just don't want to go back into that world anymore. It's just not for me. So, I'm kind of floating. I'm sort of figuring shit out right now, a little bit. That doesn't really tell you anything about, like, my style or what kind of art I like, but it's more just my basic background, I guess.
Why don't you talk about some of your, like, favorite traditional mediums that you like to do? That was correct, right?
I understood the question.
Thank you. I already feel a little lighthead.
We're getting there.
We are getting there.
It's getting good. Should not clap into the mic, maybe. my favorite traditional, like, I have a billion things. I'm like looking at some of them right now.
Just talk about it.
I guess, I don't know.
Very well rounded, actually. Oh, I can say that about Cam. Cam is super, like, you could ask them anything about art and they have a general idea about it.
I feel like I am definitely the epitome of jack of all trades, master of none. Like, I like to just, every time I get somebody asking me, like, what kind of art do you do? I'm like, I dabble in everything! And I sound like a loser, but I think probably in the beginning I really loved, like, charcoal and graphite and that kind of stuff. Just, I think it's a really forgiving medium, so that's probably why I really liked it in the beginning. Lately I've been playing a lot with ink, just pen and ink stuff. I've been working through a specific book, which I don't really want to talk about that right now because I feel like I can talk about a lot that a lot, and I don't want to get into it, but it's just all about making comics and stuff.
That chair is squeaking.
It's a very squeaky chair. And I think comics is also another really good way to marry the love of writing and drawing. How about that?
Yes, I agree. And as someone else who does comics,
yes,
too.
And I was going to say, like, you do comics. I'm surrounded by people in my life right now who do comics and enjoy comics, and that's something I am very, very interested on. I have my finger on the pulse a little bit of that, so. See where still life will take me. Let's talk about you.
Oh, God. No. No!
Sorry, but you're
no,
the co-host.
It's okay. My name's Stephanie Ledesma. I pretty much grew up in Chicago. Chicagoland area / Chicago.
Empire. Today.
Luna.
Yeah, that's actually that more Chicago thing, the more Chicago problem. I don't know. Maybe Empire. Anyway,
so, like him, kind of have the same feelings about college. Ugh. I went to the School of the Art Institute of Chicago straight after high school, which, if I could do it again, I'd probably go to community college, honestly, and then go to art school, because, yeah. I mean, I feel like this needs to be another podcast or podcast episode, but I feel like you need to go into art school with an idea of who you are, like, understanding, like, you already know who you are and, like, what you want to accomplish out of art school. Like, going into art school not knowing, you're kind of trying to think of the words. Like, you're kind of just wasting time because I feel like art school is where you go and, like, meet people and make connections.
They make it about that.
Yeah, they really do.
I wish, it sounds to me like you had a very similar experience. Because it's, like, I remember actually, so where I went to school was very, very focused on commercial arts. Which,
is it?
Yeah, it's extremely, well, at least if you went into, like, the graphic design or illustration field, which I had a friend who did illustration, and I always had this feeling of, like, well, I don't know, maybe if I had chosen that, which is what I truly, like actually wanted to do, maybe I still would have, like, resented it in the way that I kind of feel about, you know, graphic design, but because they make it like, well, you're only ever going to get, like, editorial jobs, and you're only ever going to blah, blah, blah. I think the fine arts side was a little different, but I had no exposure to that side,
yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, because as far as I know about American Academy, I know it's, like, heavily oil painted, like, very, like, not even acrylic.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain instructor over there that just does not want any, like, acrylics, no watercolors, just nothing, only oils.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's totally a different thing. Yeah. So I graduated the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, or SAIC, with a BFA in fashion design and illustration, and I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, because, like, at the time I graduated, like, the recession was happening, like, Lord. Oh God, it was terrible. Yeah. So I graduated and immediately got a day job, and I've been at that day job since I graduated. Mm-hmm. Surprise! So, yeah, I'm gonna have to edit all my hmms out.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. You're gonna keep them?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna make a super cut of them.
Just like a mix of them.
That would be kind of...
Like, I'm totally into Vogan right now. Did you see that?
No.
Different tangent with RuPaul's Drag Race. For All Stars Season 3, Vanessa Hutchinson?
You mean one of the judges?
Yeah, one of the judges. She's like, I'm totally into Vogan right now. And then they made a mix, which I'm going to have to show you after this.
Oh, jeez.
It's really good.
I haven't seen that. Because I watched that season. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to have to edit this part. So,
sorry, we went way off track. You were talking about, like,
Stephanie Ledesma, Chicago resident.
No.
Graduated from SAIC with a BFA in fashion design and illustration, which I am not really using right now. I guess I have many thoughts about the fashion industry. Originally, when I went to school, like, I was actually really into cosplay and costuming and fashion, like, all three of those things. And I thought, I guess originally I wanted to, like, just start my own fashion line, but I didn't realize you kind of have to be, like, a trust fund baby to do that. Like, you can't just be poor and...
Yeah, no.
Poor and broke.
Yeah, I think I had similar... Yeah, no, it doesn't help. I had similar ideas probably, too, I feel like. I say probably because I haven't thought about this shit in a really long time.
I'm
but,
so
like,
sorry.
No, I'm not like, oh, God, but it's just like, oh, when I graduate, I'm going to start my own design firm, and I'll have all my friends work with me. I'm like, I mean, people do that, but it's like...
You have to have money to do that.
You have to have money.
And also, like, resources the way... Stuff. Yeah. The way school, at least SAC, which sounds eerily similar to American Academy, you know, they just assume you have the money because they're just like, yeah, you're going to start your own business and, like, off you go.
No.
And they really don't kind of... They don't touch on other things that you might need because I guess when I graduated, it was at a time where digital art... wasn't as big as it is now. So I did not learn CAD or Photoshop or InDesign. Mm-hmm. And that's stuff I'm recently learning now.
Yeah. So there's always this catch-up. So always playing catch-up with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I'm doing right now, which, boo-hoo. I don't know what to
but
say
you're doing
about that.
It.
Yes.
It's good.
I guess... opposite of Cam, I've always done traditional art, where now I'm learning digital art. But I do like traditional art. Like, I'm a huge illustrator, huge, really into comics. I just finished working on this collaborative project called Fucking 40, which you should totally check out. Just Google Fucking 40. It's an amazing comic. I'm not gonna... That is, like, totally a different thing. I can totally talk about that forever, but I just did 2 pages, comic-wise, for that project. And I'm trying to, I don't want to say weekly webcomic, but I'm just trying to do a webcomic where it's just, like, every once in a while, just drop it.
Yeah. That's great.
I'm just learning digital art right now, but I am picking up gouache, too. That was always a medium I always wanted to learn. And now I'm doing that.
So would you say you're, like, would you consider that one of your, like, weaker points? Not to be like, what do you suck at?
Yes, no, I suck at digital art!
Well, from what I've seen come out of you, that sounded weird. I don't think you suck at it. I think you're doing great. I've really enjoyed watching your posts. I'm excited for your comic.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have a weak spot, and that is oils. I don't know what I'm doing with oils. They intimidate me.
Oils, mold making and sculpture, and airbrushing are my 3 things that I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck you are talking about.
What are you?
Like, I have a general idea. Like, if you talk to me about, like, what does this do? I'm like, yeah, it kind of does that, but I've never done it.
Like, you can logically figure shit out, like, how it work. I've watched, like, tried to watch a bunch of YouTube videos, like, of people doing tutorials and showing that kind of stuff with airbrushing and the mold-making stuff. Mold-making really eludes me. Like, I've seen some stuff where I'm like, I think I get that, but then on the other hand, that thing that you have to do for that, it takes, like, 27 steps. Wow, that's a lot.
You know what the sad part is? When I went to SAIC, the first year as a freshman, you're required to do this course that makes you do, like, 2D, 3D, and 4D, 4D being performance art, which that is a... I'm just going to state right now, you're going to all hate me. You are all going to hate me. I don't like performance art. I don't like performance art! Oh, God! I hate performance art. I mean, like, I like theater. I like musicals, theater. I like act. Yeah. Like, if you want to call that art, I love that stuff.
It is. That's, to me, so that's, like, theater, I do consider it art, it's not just, like, it's not a painting, it's not whatever, it's a very collaborative thing, because you have a script, you have a director, you have, you know, set design, and so
technicians.
It's like so much shit, yeah, exactly, and so that's, like, a whole thing.
But, yeah.
So, yeah.
Performance art in the realm of, is it Yoko Ono?
Mm-hmm.
Yoko Ono. I'm not
you don't
the
like
biggest fan.
It's so funny. I was talking to one of our mutuals. He was telling me, one of our friends, mm-hmm. was telling me that I guess there was a documentary about her and some of her work that she's done, and I'm not super actually familiar with it. All I know is that Yoko Ono gets a bad rap because of
the Beatles.
Yeah, which I don't give a shit. Whatever. Yeah, I don't give it up. Yeah.
Another disclaimer. I don't like the Beatles.
You know,
hating me right now.
I have lots of their music, but I think I like maybe two songs.
Which are?
Okay, so
which are?
I think this is gonna reveal some shit about me for a while. When, like, probably in the depths of, like, not really enjoying my career choice, you know, graphic design and doing all that kind of stuff. I mean, let me clarify that. I did enjoy working with Second Story. I did not enjoy how hard it was for me to get anything else outside of that because I was like, oh, wow, I don't believe in any of these companies' values, blah, blah, blah. My favorite song of the Beatles for a little while was Maxwell Silver Hammer, I think it's called. It's about, like, some guy going crazy and killing people.
I don't even know. But it's know that song. I only know, like, the popular Beatles songs, and I don't really care for
You might
them.
Not know the other one that
What's
I like
the other one?
Now. What's it called? There are places I remember.
Oh,
In
yeah.
My Life. It's called In My Life. Yeah.
I've heard that.
I enjoy that song. I feel like they're extremely overrated. Like, I guess I can respect what they did, you know, for music, whatever, but I don't know.
See, that's how I feel about Yoko Ono. I'm just like, I respect what you did for
it's
art.
It's an art and art side, yeah.
But I don't really care for it, I'm sorry.
Well, one of our friends that I was talking about, I don't want to give their name away just because, I mean...
Until we get approval,
no,
I guess.
No permission, you know, you're telling me that... This documentary had talked a little bit about some of their pieces, or Yoko Ono's pieces, and one I did like the idea of it. It was essentially just, like, I guess, in a building, in a room, and she had a TV screen, I think he said, that was essentially, like, broadcasting what the sky looked like outside. And it was a super simple idea, and I was like, oh my god, that makes me feel really sad, you know? But I liked that, I like that kind of, but I don't know if that falls into performance art, necessarily, because she wasn't performing it. It was just, like,
I feel like installation. Installation, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna get so much hate.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna get so much hate for, like, not liking performance art.
I think it's, yeah.
Going through SAIC, you're forced to sit there and watch people's performance art.
Oh, boy.
And it's just, like, awkward and, like, and it's usually dealing with sex or, like, my menstrual period. Like, let me, like, the girl in my class was just, like, I'm going to show, like, photographs of my new body, and then I'm going to stand there and then spread some red liquid, and that is my period on the ground.
The period stuff.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't care, man. This has been done so many times. Like,
it's pretty tough.
I'm going to get so much hate. I'm going to get so much hate.
You might.
I feel it already.
I feel like, I don't know, these are general statements, but, like, there's lots to dig into there. It's just, like, this is not a big deal if it's not for you. It's so funny when I go to, technically haven't gotten permission from my dad to mention the story about my dad, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
You just have to, like, quickly text him, I mentioned you in this podcast.
But, like, when we go to the museum together, it's really funny, because, if you haven't been able to figure out right now, we live in Chicago.
Yes.
And so, obviously...
Surprise!
Yeah. Like, our big museum is the Art Institute, and... It's the Art Institute, right? Not Institute of Art.
Institute of Chicago, because
Institute
there's
of
that...
Art is school.
Yeah,
right?
Like, or people call it the Art Institute, and, like, it's really confusing.
I literally, when I'm, like... really unsure, I just call it the art museum, and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
The lions out in the front.
I'm a stupid person.
No, you aren't.
Anyway. No, so, like, when we go, he liked always to see the, like, the impressionist art, which I always thought was really interesting, because my dad's not an art guy, really, so much. He's just, like, he would be baffled and, like, amazed by how they got it to look like there was shadow in the painting. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, it's color theory and that kind of stuff. And he loved that stuff. But then when we'd, like, move a couple galleries down to, like, the really conceptual, like, there's a line on the canvas kind of shit. He's like, this is stupid. Like, I don't get it. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff that's really challenging for him and I think a lot of people. But I try to be as open as possible. Essentially, my rule is always, not rule, but, like, feeling about it is, like, if it makes me feel something, I'm interested. If it doesn't make me feel anything, then meh.
I guess.
It's a really basic general rule that I don't know.
Since, I mean, we're still on topic. We're talking about what we like art-wise. Yeah. Like, we haven't, well, like.
We're also getting drunker.
Yeah, I know we are. We totally are. Just wait till the next episode. I guess for me, I've always been, and this is a topic I want to make its own, like, episode of the podcast, but I really do value craftsmanship over concept. Well,
interesting.
It's hard because, like, I understand concept is really important. Like, there should be a concept, but, like, I definitely admire more, like, an artist if they're capable of, you know, making the art themselves. But, like, with Impressionist art, I always try to at least find something I like.
Yeah.
With that style, because I don't love that style, but, like, I usually try to look at, like, the texture, or, like, what kind of technique they're, like, if it's a line on a canvas, I'm like, what kind of technique did they use? Did they, like, splatter it? Did they, like, you know, use, like, a dry brush method, or is it?
Because there are some pieces, I've been watching a couple, have you ever seen, like, the Art 21, I don't know who, I think it's its own thing, but it's very PBS-y. Kind of.
Safer work.
Yeah, well, actually, there are some, they talk to artists who do some things that may be considered not safe, which is one of your topics that I know you wanted to talk about, which is, like, what defines safer work via, or versus not safer work or whatever. But anyway, like, there's, it just, like, essentially does, like, mini profiles on artists and stuff working, and one of the recent ones I saw, I'm forgetting the artist's name, but he essentially just worked with, like, very specific materials, not making anything representational, but it was literally about the process and the, like...
So kind of like Dadaism?
I guess, yeah. I mean...
That was a big thing I learned in school, Dadaism. Just, like, letting go of the final product and just enjoying the process to get to that.
How do you, as someone who values craftsmanship over concept a little bit, how do you feel about that movement?
It's hard. It's hard because it's like you put all this work into something that just, like, gets thrown away.
What are you talking about?
I guess I'm referring to, sorry, I'm a little
you're
tipsy
fine,
right now.
You're fine.
There was this exercise we did in class. Since we're dwelling back into our... Is dwelling the right word? I'm going to say that a lot.
That sounds like something you'd say in Dungeons & Dragons.
Dwelving.
Welcome to the dwelling game. Yeah, you must roll for initiative.
Sorry, that's... disclaimer, when I get a little tipsy, I will ask you if I am using the word correctly.
And I will tell you, and hopefully be right. I think you... Go ahead. Just go if we know what you mean.
So, I forgot what I was saying.
Since we're delving back into
like, our college years.
Yes.
Since we're going back into... Blast into the past!
Wow!
there was this project we did to learn about Dadaism. Like, we all got in groups and wrote, like each group wrote, like, a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, when we were ready to present it, the teacher made us tear it apart.
Oh, no.
So, like, all this work that we put into the story was just gone. He's like, that's what Dadaism is. It's the process. Like, not really the final product.
Mm.
Maybe that's the extreme version. So, like, I always,
But they did that in the class, though.
Yeah.
Jesus. That would make me very sad. I mean,
that made me sad.
You probably saved a copy of your story, right?
No.
Oh, no!
No, we did it right on the spot. It was, like, a 30-minute exercise.
Oh,
and then, like, it's like, you're going to present it to the class. And we were, like, so excited because we did, like, such a great job, and then it's like, now you're gonna tear it Goodbye.
I don't know how I feel about that. See, that would make me hate Dadaism. Like, I would be shut off to learning about it, because I'd be like, no. Like, this is stupid. But I, to be honest with you and transparent, essentially, I kind of remember, I mean, I know essentially what it was about. It was sort of like the irreverent art shit, whatever. sorry, this is not me, like, disrespecting, this is me being tipsy. And having a hard time with words.
Yeah, swear but, right there, guys.
but it's, what was I gonna say? Oh, well, like, learning something like that, I think that's a failing on your teacher's part. That was, like, that sounds...
Do you think that was a little extreme?
Yeah, that sounds really extreme to me. Like, especially if, I mean, on one hand, when I write something in, like, 30 minutes, I fucking hate it anyway, and I want to tear it up, so I'd be like, yeah, this sucks, but sometimes, I mean, who knows? Like, what, if you wrote something you liked, especially, that's some bullshit. I'd be sad.
I guess as an adult, I understand, like, you should just enjoy the process before the outcome.
Yeah.
But, Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly value to that, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Zen Tangle or the coloring books. Kind of you just enjoy the process. It doesn't matter what the outcome
is. It's good to do, I think, for, like, mental health reasons. I don't know. I think, I feel like, this is interesting because it kind of gets into a little bit of, like, what you're talking about, concept and craftsmanship, because it's, like, I can get behind certain things that are, like, high concept, but, I do look for craftsmanship, you know, in a lot of ways. I think I enjoy unraveling and analyzing stuff that is put out in the world in such a way that, like, is interesting and it's not just, like, one note, you know what I mean? So I think they play together hand in hand. They go together hand in hand.
I should also clarify to people that don't know, the School of the Art Institute, blah, 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 blah. The School of the Art Institute of Chicago is a very conceptual art school.
Yeah, it's so not different from...
Oh, there was a dog bark.
Yes, sorry. Any dog barks you hear from here on out are most likely Cooper. I mean, Cooper. That's my dog. Dale
Cooper!
Special Agent Dale Cooper is my dog. And... That right there, that's gonna give people a taste into what kind of shit that I like. Because we named my dog after a Twin Peaks character, which is David.
Oh my god! Which is. I never realized that. I didn't. Well, I just. Guys. I just recently started watching.
You did?
Yes, Twin Peaks. Oh, so Lord. I did not put that
it's
together.
So okay.
So,
welcome.
I'm in the middle of the first season. So, I mean,
it's still good.
It's okay. You could spoil it for me.
I'm not going to spoil
anything. It's not a big deal. Like, I
don't think you'd understand it if I spoil it for you.
I'm just like, I heard it gets really confusing.
It sure does, yeah. But then it gets, I mean, well, if you should go all the way through with the newer season as well, too.
Yeah, I plan on, you know, checking through.
Sorry, I get real excited about talking about that. I love
Oh my god, Twin Peaks.
Yeah. What were we saying?
We both lost track. It was something about school and,
Oh, well, you had said that, SAC is a very highly conceptual school.
Yes.
This is very opposite of mine. Well,
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
My experience of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I should, you know, that's what I kind of, was taught was to value the concept more than the craftsmanship, but,
that's so
funny. Before I went to art school, like, I definitely, and I still do, I mean, art school didn't really change that, I definitely value the craftsmanship over concept. I mean, concept should be strong, but I feel like craftsmanship
should also be,
like, they should be on equal levels.
Yeah. Now, the tricky thing with that is I feel like there's, like, a gray area a little bit for both.
Oh, yeah.
For both, right? Because it's, like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of artists that I really, really, really enjoy who I just get behind because I love the textures that they create and I love all that kind of stuff. But there's also some emotional things and some conceptual things that they're putting out there, too. I feel like it's interesting because it's, like, my brain is just going all over the place right now.
I know. We're already at that. We've only had one drink, people. And we are lightweight. Yes, we are. We are cheap dates.
What? Cheap dates?
That's...
I'm not a cheap date.
I will make you take me to Red Lobster. That was I guess maybe a backhanded compliment someone gave to me once when I went on a date. They're just like, you're such a cheap date. Because they were buying me drinks and I was like done after the first one. I'm like, oh, take me home.
I see.
And you're just like, that guy was a douchebag.
Yeah. Anyway.
What?
Gray areas.
Yeah, I'm already starting to drink the water.
Drink the water.
Yes.
Well, we can always up... You know what? Maybe now would be actually a good time to pause and up the ante.
Yes, we're going to take a pause. This is where a commercial will play, but not really. We're not sponsored.
I'll make up a fake commercial.
Yeah, fake commercial. Fake commercial. Fake commercial. Fake commercial.
Are you ever walking down the street and there's people in front of you and they just slow down while you're trying to get somewhere you're going to? Well, we've got an answer for you. Just listen to our customer's testimony on our newest product.
Man, I love pushing people. Before, I used to walk behind really slow people and get really aggravated. And then I started pushing people and it changed my life.
That's right. Pushing people. Gone are the days that you have to politely walk next to a person and say, excuse me, I'm trying to get somewhere, and they just ignore you. Here are the days that you just fucking go up to them and push them down the goddamn stairs.
I have places to go, people to talk to, you know, I have important meetings, and, you know, I would just be behind people all the time, going really slow, and pushing people has just solved all my problems.
So, if you're looking to get some hands-on experience with pushing people, just dial 1-800-444-PUSH-THAT-ASSHOLE. When you get your representative, just scream, I'm drunk! And they'll either give you a 10% discount on your next order, or they'll call the authorities. Either way, you can't miss out on this deal. Call today. So, we are back. Talking about the gray areas
of concept versus craftsmanship.
Yeah. And
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. So interesting. No, it is, though. Because, so you had said that you value craftsmanship, essentially a little bit over concept, but you do enjoy strong concepts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm trying to think of some, you know, recent pieces that I've gotten into, and the most conceptual that I can think of are by, I might have talked to you about him in the past, but, like, Alan Resnick is one of my favorite kind of modern sort of conceptual video artists. He does sort of, like, horror, comedy, strange shit. and there is craftsmanship, but it also is kind of, like, dictated by the concept a little bit, if that makes any sense.
No, that does. Man, this is another unpopular opinion.
Oh boy,
Stephanie.
Here we go. Hot takes.
Oh,
ready?
God. I am not a fan of Andy Warhol either.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine.
Well, yeah. I think most actual artists aren't.
Ooh, now that's a loaded statement.
Oh, God. Oh, art's subjective. Art is subjective. At least my group of friends who are
artists. It's interesting.
Artists.
Yeah, like, they're, you'll surround yourselves with people who are essentially like-minded and so forth, and I'm kind of in the same, I feel very neutral about Andy Warhol. I don't really have any
neutral
feelings about him.
Yeah, I guess neutral's a good, I shouldn't say hate. Like, I understood, we are drinking more.
Yeah, oh, we've got, like, 3 drinks on the table, one of which is water, to
yes.
be fair, but we're going for it. We're getting honest.
I guess, I know what he did for art. I know what he did for, like, you know, to make... That sounded stupid. I know what he did for art.
No,
I know what he did for
art. It's okay.
Art. I know why he's important in art history.
Yeah,
but do I like it? Not necessarily.
That's fine. Yeah.
I like some of his stuff, but, like,
yeah.
The...
I don't mean to, like, I hope I didn't make you feel like you had to say that or backtrack or anything.
It would eventually have come out.
Yeah. I think, like, it's hard. I think it's so hard right now because right now he's just been so fucking overdone and overplayed, and maybe at the time it would have been, like, really cool and, like, interesting, and maybe the group of people that we're in now, had we been, you know, making art and doing that kind of shit, and, like, back then, we might have thought he was cool or
actually,
whatever.
Actually, that's a good point. Maybe, you know? It's because he's so oversaturated right now. Yeah. I just don't find his stuff appealing. Like, I understood what he did for art history, but I'm just like, do I love it? Not so much.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I feel like it's not in the same vein as people who didn't like him when he kind of was just coming about, you know. And I remember the argument as if I was there in the 60s and 70s. No, I'm saying, like, when I learned about it, the argument was always like, well, is this art? He's just doing, you know, replications and so forth. And, like, it's all screen printing. He has people. And, like, I think that's still a question today with a lot of artists. But I don't know. I think now what we're sort of, and I'm not trying to speak for you, I'm just, like, in my, the reason that I'm sort of, like, not super into him is because it's just, like, everywhere. Which is so weird, because it's, like, so cyclical, because, like, that's what he was commenting on.
Yes. Like, maybe that is why I don't like him. I never, like, really thought to question why I don't like him. Maybe it is because he's just everywhere at this point.
And I think that's what he was, like, against. Not against, I don't know if you should say against, but essentially commenting on.
Yes, he was commenting on, like.
And he became ubiquitous.
Yes. He commented how everyone would get, like, a 15-minute, mm-hmm. like,
yeah, he
fame.
Was the one who, 15 minutes of fame and stuff.
15 minutes of fame, everyone.
Unless you're Andy Warhol, and then you'll just always be famous and on everything and always, everywhere, always, all the time.
Yes. All actual artists in real life are starving and trying to support themselves and struggling.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, what else are you supposed to do in a late stage capitalism world when, you know, all that's at your disposal is some recording devices? Let's make some podcasts.
Make a podcast.
And alcohol.
Yes, we're so original. Woohoo! Question mark.
Question mark?
You'll hear me say that a lot. Is like, say something in the question, I'll be like, question mark?
Oh. I feel like I've literally never heard you say that. So
I'm full of lies! I'm full of lies. I feel like I say that a lot, maybe not at work.
Okay. That's fair.
Which just means we need to hang out more, not work.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, there was something earlier on. I'm going to try and remember it with my booze brain now, and I don't remember it. You had mentioned something, and I kind of wanted to harken back to it, and,
drunk. Oh, well, I don't think we're drunk.
I don't feel
that,
drunk.
Like, happy phase of, like,
I feel, yeah, we're sitting down, also, I feel drunker when I'm standing, when it, like, hits me. Yeah, it takes a little bit, I'm tipsy, definitely, and lightweight, but, like, it does take a little bit more than one spiked Arnold Palmer. Do you realize this is such a not art thing, but I have to be very conscious of when I say Arnold Palmer, because if I try to just say it fast and naturally, I can't do it. Arnold Palmer. Oh, I did it pretty okay. Maybe when I'm drunk.
Another
anyway,
thing is, yes. I actually have a speech impediment, so, like, you guys are just gonna have to deal with that. I have as people like to tell me, I have a huge Chicago accent. Or Midwest.
Huge.
Huge.
I don't know. I actually don't know what it was.
I don't know what it sounds like either, but I
Chicago.
Guess, you know,
I feel like that's how I've always thought of Chicago accent as saying, like, Chicago.
Chicago.
I don't know, and I've lived here always, so.
At least that's what I've been told. Is, like, I have a huge Chicago accent, and then I have a there I go again. I have a speech impediment. I just make fun of myself when I can't pronounce anything, so you're just gonna have to deal with that.
You'll
sorry
love it.
Guys,
it's
you'll
great
love it.
It's a
you'll
good
fall
thing
in love with it.
Okay, art stuff.
I just had to put that out there in case people, you know,
no absolutely.
What were
we
talking about?
I feel like we kind of sort of came to a conclusion. I was trying to remember something you had said earlier that I wanted to talk about, and when I re-listen to this, I'm going to remember it, and I'm like, fuck. Well, Well, we can always do the next episode, but...
Yeah, should this be the end of the first episode? Do you guys get a feel? You got a feel of
I
who
think,
we
yeah,
are?
I feel like this is a good end for this first episode. I don't care what you think. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you guys. No! Just edit that out. Edit that out.
I'm gonna emphasize it. I'm gonna make it loud.
With foghorns? Foghorns in the back?
That'd be terrible.
I guess this is the end of our first episode.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. I mean, the point of the first episode was for you guys to get to know us. Yeah. What you're dealing with.
Is this something do you want to commit?
Yeah, do you want to commit
the
to
us? The answer is yes, you do.
We are going to order some food and then continue on to the second episode.
See you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to us. Before we go, we just want to say a few things and give credit to Jonathan Stutz for providing us with their amazing music throughout this podcast. Our intro/outro music is a song called Rushing, which you can get off of their album, Sins 1, on Bandcamp. So go to stutzmusic.bandcamp.com to download that. That's S-T-U-T-Z music.bandcamp.com.
Also, feel free to write to us at drunkartchatpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter at drunkartchat, as well as Instagram by the same name.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast by following us on SoundCloud at drunkartchat.
Yeah, and I'm Cameron Penamone.
I'm Stephanie Ledesma.
And this has been
Drunk Art Chat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.